there is no one like you, for you are great. You do miracles so great, and there is no one else like you. No, there is no time, say you are great, you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, no one else, there is no one like you, for you are great, you do miracles so great. And there is no one else like you. No, there is no one else like you. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and read our scripture for today. It's in Psalms 67. Verse 1 to verse 7. Psalm 67, I'm going to start with verse 1. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Verse 4, O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Amen. Let's just have a prayer. Lord, we thank you for letting us be able to come today and just for once again being in your house. We pray that your spirit would come, Lord, and that you would just speak to us once more today, Lord Jesus. And that when we leave, Lord, we'd all be closer to you than we were when we came in the doors, Lord. And we pray that you protect and keep those that are still in the way. Help us all beyond our expectation. Bless the speaker, Lord God. Inspire him, Lord. Inspire his heart. And just give us open minds and ears to hear and to see what you want us to see in here, Lord. And thank you for just an opportunity to be in your house. In him, Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy to be praised and adored. So let's lift up holy hands. One of all. Yes, he is worthy to be. Have to help me with this one, but I wanted to sing this song tonight. The struggle is over. Oh, wherever you are,
On us, and you can opportunity, Lord, to gather in your house once again, Lord, to worship you, dear God. Lord, now right now, Father God, as we lift up this offering, dear God, Lord, we ask you to bless it, Father. Lord, may you bless those who give, Father God, and bless those who have a desire to give, Lord, who can't give, Lord. May you meet every need, dear God, according to your riches and glory. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, Holy Spirit, reign. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you can reign on us. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, need you to reign on us. And you can fill us with your power, fill us with your power, saturate us. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, need you to reign on us. Sing it from the bottom of your heart tonight. Holy Spirit, need you to reign on us. Oh, say Holy Spirit, can you reign on us? On us. Sing it one more time. Holy Spirit, need you to reign on us. Oh, Holy Spirit, you can reign on us and fill us with your power. Fill us with your power. Saturate us with your love. Holy Spirit, can you reign on us?
Amen. Go ahead and be seated.
I'm going to sing another song that I had. We already practiced it. You might not remember it very well. It's Deep Calls the Deep. I'm not sure. I'm just gonna sing it and then pick up. God of wonder, Lord of thunder. Oh, your kingdom is forever, and you will always reign. And may I ever give you pleasure. Oh, by every word and deed, oh, that I say each day, and the deed falls to thee, and the answers that I see, oh, they are waiting just a prayer away, and I know. I fall, Jesus still come running to my call, and only you can love me this way. And the deed falls to deed, and the answers that I see, oh, they are waiting just a prayer. Oh, and I know if I fall, you'll come running to my call, and only you can love me this way. And the deep calls to thee, yes, the deep calls to thee. Oh, the deep calls to thee, Father, and the deep calls to deep, yes, the deep calls to deep, oh, the deep calls to deep, Father, and the call our brother Jack on to sing this song.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. You open my eyes and let me see. Let me see the beauty that makes all this heart adore you. There's hope for a life spent with you. And here I am to work. Here I am to say that you're mine. God, yes, you're all together loving, and you're all together. yes, you're altogether wonderful to me. Here I am to worship, Lord, here I am to worship. Yes, I am, here I am to bow down. Oh, here I am to say that you're my God. Jesus, you're altogether lovely. Yes, you are, you're altogether worthy. Lord, you're altogether wonderful to me. Oh, I'll never know, and I'll never know how much it costs, Lord, to see my sins upon that cross. Lord, I'll never know just how much it costs to see my sins upon that cross. I'll never know how much it costs to see my sins, to see my sins, oh, upon that cross. Yeah, I'll never know just how much it costs, Lord, to see my sins upon. So here I am to worship, and here I am to bow down. Lord, here I am to say that you're my God, and you're altogether lovely. You're altogether worthy, and you're altogether wonderful to me.
Oh, let's just worship him. He's wonderful tonight. He's worthy. Hallelujah. He's lovely tonight. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We exalt you in this place. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I wonder if I can just get you to turn around and tell somebody you made it. Amen. You made it. Praise God. You made it. Through another week, you made it. Amen, amen, amen. He's worthy to be praised because you made it. Somebody didn't make it, but you made it. Amen, amen, amen. Can we give him praise just for that? Just for that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're certainly happy to be in the presence of God one more time. And I can't think of no better place to be tonight than in his presence. Amen. And I'm under expectation that the Lord will minister to my heart. Amen. Because I come with a need, and I trust that God will meet me here tonight with his word. Just have a few announcements, amen, and a prayer request that we want to acknowledge, amen, and then we'll move out the way. If you wouldn't mind playing that song, "No Weapon Formed Against Me Will Prosper," amen, just won't work, not one weapon, amen. This, we want to wish Kiki, amen, Kiera, happy birthday today. God bless you, Sister Kiki. Amen. It's her birthday. We thank God for giving her another year. Amen. Another year, and just appreciate her, and amen, all that she does. Just make everybody smile.
Amen. We thank God for every time I walk in. God bless you, Brother Jack. Amen. Appreciate Sister Kiki. Amen. Don't forget, Sunday we'll have our prayer, 7 o'clock Sunday morning, Bible, Sunday school at 9:30, and also, you know, service starting at 10:30, and communion on Sunday evening at 5:30, so keep that in mind. Just real quick, also, we desire to do a trip to the Holy Land this year. Amen. Another trip to the Holy Land around Easter time, so just kind of keep that in mind. We'll give you more information, amen, regarding that. So we'll look to do that this year around Easter, a trip to the Holy Land. Also, talk with Brother Burrs, and he asked that you all just continue to keep him in prayer. Amen. Say that he loves you and miss you. Amen. And they lost their hunter. Amen. Those who have been to the house, you know Hunter. Amen. But Hunter had to be put away today. He developed a tumor. Amen. And you know, just really, really caused my great pain there. So just keep them in prayer. Amen. Brother Burr's going through with the being burned and now losing. Amen. I said, man's best friend, his dog. Amen. So just keep them in prayer. Amen. And remember them in prayer. This prayer request we also have tonight from Brother Garen, asking prayer for Antonio Hester. He got a call from his job today telling him that the only way he could keep his job is if he took a pay cut and go down to, is it 20 hours? Go down to 20, take a pay cut and go down to 20 hours a week. And just praying that God would open up a door for him so he could make a living, and that he would know God did it and not man. Amen. So we want to take Antonio, amen, before the throne of grace at this time. Let's just bow our heads in a word of prayer. And if you had an unspoken request tonight, you can signify by the lifting of your hand, and we'll remember you as well. Amen. In prayer, oh God, we come before your presence. This young man, Antonio Hester, is, Lord, getting ready to go through a great trial and losing hours on his job and losing pay. Lord, got bills that he gotta meet and all kind of things like that. And Lord, just happened across a son of God's path, your son, Brother Garen. Lord, and Brother Garen would bring the request to the church and have the church pray. Amen, for Antonio, that you would just make a way. Father, it's a Red Sea that he's facing, and he needs you to open it up. But, Lord, as you open it, and as we pray for you to open it, we ask, God, that he would realize that it's you and it's not man that's doing this for him. Lord, if he don't know you in the pardon of his sins, may he come to know you, Lord, in such a way. And we ask, oh God, that you, Lord, would just deal with his heart, and that you, God, would just use this to draw him closer to you. We know that you're able, Father, to do it. We just trust that you will. So many that lose their jobs, we're hearing things in the news of people ending their lives because of the pressure that they're under. And God, we just pray that you would keep them, that you would strengthen them. Don't let his heart fail. Amen. Help him to realize that you're able to make a way. We want to thank you, Lord, for even just making ways for us. And Lord, sustaining us during this great economy, this great time in our economy. Lord, we're in another depression, but Lord, we got victory. Amen. And we thank you for victory. We thank you for peace that passes all understanding, that guards our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for opening up doors and just making a way daily for us, oh God. The same way you provide for the sparrow, Lord, you provide for us. You take our worries and our anxieties. Amen. You take them all away. We just thank you for it tonight. And Father, your people have signified by lifting up their hands that they have need tonight. Underneath that hand is a heart, God, and you know what's in that heart. We trust, God, that you meet your people at the point of their need. Those that need a touch in their body, bring a touch, Father. Those that need deliverance in their soul, bring deliverance. Those that need, Lord, direction, bring direction. Those that need instruction, bring instruction. Those that need encouragement, bring encouragement, Father. Whatever the need is tonight, we commit it to you right now, God. And we believe, Lord, that you'll meet your people here tonight. May you speak, Father, through your servant. Speak words of life, oh God, tonight, that you might have your way. And we'll leave here, Father, not just knowing that we have the the victory, but even our bodies would, amen, determine, amen, and show, amen, exemplify that we do have the victory. Father, we give you praise in advance. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's give them praise for it already being done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Oh, it won't work. Come on, say it. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No, 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 it won't work. Say no weapon formed against me. No, it's no, it won't. No, 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 it won't work. I believe God will do what He said He will do. He will stand by His word. Yes, He will. And He will come through. I said God will do what He said He will do. He will stand by His word. Yes, He will. And He will come through. No weapon form shall. It won't work. It won't work. Say it won't work. No, no, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. It won't work. Hey, I believe that God will do what He said He will do. He will stand by His word. He will come through. Come on. Yes, He will. I believe God. God will do what He said.
Sing that song. Some of you may sing it with conviction and some of you may not. We have to realize that this is the weekend, and for one person that sings that song, say, you know, no weapon formed against me, but to somebody else it might be like, you don't know how many fiery darts I had to dodge this week. You don't know how many times that somebody almost cut in front of me, and I almost probably lost my life that day. You don't know how many times I stepped down and somebody, something almost happened to me, but that could not touch me. You don't understand what I went through this week. You don't understand some of the words that were spoken to me, some of the things that I heard over the phone, some of the bills that came in the mail and said, I might not be able to pay these bills. You don't understand. But then when Brother Jack got in the spirit and saying, no weapon can form against me, Lord, I'm taking you at your word. See, you, my neighbor, you might not understand no weapon. You might not know what it is for the devil to be coming to get you at night. You may not know what it is to cry and not know where your family is. You may not know what it is to cry and not know where the money's coming from. But me, I'm holding on to the words that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. It just won't work. The bills that I do, it just won't work. The sickness in my body, it just won't work. The oppression I'm feeling, it just won't work. This economy that's going down, you know what? It's going to work on the other people, but it just won't work inside of me. No weapon formed against me.
No weapon
And y'all put your hands together. Come on.
No weapon.
They say when you put your hands together, it confuses the enemy. He's like, I thought I had you this whole week. I thought I had you down with your bills. I thought I had you down with your thoughts and everything. But when you put your hands together and put them in confusion, it gets them in a state of, I don't know what's going on. Why do I hear the people of God praising him anyways, even though you're bound? Why do I hear the people of God praising? Even though you're bound in sickness, why do I hear the people of God worshiping? Even though you're bound in your bills, even though you're bound in your heart, maybe you might be bound with that demon in the soul. But no weapon formed against me.
It won't work.
Hey, y'all go ahead and give God a hand clap of praise. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Turn to your neighbor and say, it just won't work. Now, y'all got to say with assurance, it just won't work. You don't know. You may be shaking somebody's hand that may be thinking about committing spiritual suicide. I'm not going to church anymore. I'm thinking about not believing God's word anymore. I don't know, but just shake the hand. Now, you're going to shake it off and say, it just won't work. What I want everyone to do, I want everyone to look up and just say, thank you, Jesus. Now, you probably just look halfway up like this, but I've said, look up and say, thank you, Jesus. Because God, he isn't located in the middle. He's not located under you, but he's located up from where your help comes from, on the top. So I want you one more time to look completely up and say, thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to go ahead and give you the title of my sermon today. The title is, there's a man here who can turn on the light. Right now, there's a man here who can turn on the light. You may be in a dark place right now, but there's a man here who can turn on the light. You may be I'm sick right now, but there's a man here who can turn on the light. You may be in a situation where you might find yourself underground, under a whole bunch of devils and everything, but there's a man here who can turn on the light. Lord God, we thank you for your presence being here, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, just for knowing, Lord God, that no weapon, no fiery dart, no word from the enemy, no sickness, no oppression, no bill, no environment that's around us, Lord God, nothing that anybody can say or do, it just won't work against us, Lord God. Lord God, we also thank you for bringing us through this week, Lord God. No doubt, Lord God, we've had a whole bunch, Lord God, that we've gone through, Lord God, but to come here, Lord God, to find a place of refuge, Lord, like a secret hiding place where, Lord God, the devil is confused. He doesn't know where we went, Lord God. We've, Lord, made it to the clefts of the rock, Lord God. Just as that little rabbit, Lord God, running from those wolves, Lord God, if he can only make it to the cleft of the rock, he know he can find the safety, Lord. And Lord God, we, Lord God, have made it to the cleft of the rock, Lord God. And now, Lord God, we ask that we can draw honey from the rock, Lord God. Have water from the rock, Lord God. Find the shade from the rock, Lord God. Find our strength from the rock, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that, Lord God, you would pick up on your people's thoughts, Lord God. Pick up on their needs, Lord God. And Lord, help me, Lord God, just, Lord, speak the word, Lord God, as you've given it to me, Lord. And Lord God, I have the notes written down. I have the things that I would like to say, Lord God, but you know what your people need, Lord. And Lord God, as I feel your spirit here, Lord, I ask that you help me to yield myself, Lord God. Totally stop my flesh from running, Lord God, and I ask that you take control of me, Lord God. And Lord, that I may speak the word that you need to your people, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask that, Lord, right now, that any devil that dared walk into the church with the people, Lord God, that, Lord God, you put your angels on post and pick them off one by one, Lord God. As your people would say amen and bring your presence down closer, Lord God. Lord God, I ask that the different angels up in heaven, Gabriel, Lord God, and Wormwood, Lord God, the different ones would be put on post, Lord God, in this place, Lord God, to take them all off, Lord God. And Lord God, have us to have a total victory, Lord God, by the time you leave here. Lord God, you take control, Lord God, for you are here to turn on the lights in our situations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless you, musicians. We're going to turn to Genesis 1. And verse 3.
And when you have it, say amen. It says, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." We're going to turn to Luke chapter 17. Verse 23 and 24. And when you have it, say amen. "And they shall say unto you, see here or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day." And also we're going to turn to John. First John, chapter 2 and verse 7. And after this, we have one more to go to after that. And it says here, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you." So it's in him and in you. "Because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth." And one more, Revelations 10, and verse 11. And it says, "And he said unto me, thou must prophesy again before peoples and nations and tongues and kings." And may the Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated. Now, I want you to think just right now before I give you an instruction. Say if you're at your favorite, some of us like sports, some of us like concerts, some of us like, some different things. But I want you to think you're at your favorite place and everything, and look up, like look completely up and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Y'all not really at your favorite place. Because I know if I was at a Heat game and everything like that, and somebody just scored or somebody just did something great, I'd be like, "Oh, thank you, yes!" But we're all civilized and stuff. We're just Christians in spirit and truth. We came in and it's very cold outside, and some of us probably brought that coldness inside. Now, I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but it's time to put away the coldness. When there's light, there's also warmth where there is light. So one more time, I want y'all to warm it up a little bit and say, "Thank you, Jesus."
Thank you, Jesus.
But now follow all of my instructions and look up and say, "Thank you, Jesus." Now, still, I don't think you're at your favorite place. Because, see, if you're at your favorite place, if somebody scored or if CeCe Winans hit that certain note, this would be you at the concert. You would be sitting down at the concert, but if CeCe hit that note, you would say, "Go ahead, CeCe." You would stand up on your own, and nobody would have to tell you to stand up. But, you know, I'm not praising CeCe Winans. I'm not praising Dwayne Wade. I'm praising somebody that died so I will be able to be here one more time. So, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do this time. You do it on your own. So go ahead, do it on your own. Now, thank you for the victory already being won right now. Thank you for the devil being defeated right now. Thank you for the trouble being over right now. Take it one more time. Say, "Thank you, Jesus." Lord God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for the blood that was shed for me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. See, the devil might not know why you're praising God, but you know why you're praising God. Your neighbor might not know why you're praising God, but you know why you're praising God. Because you know in this service, in this situation right now, the lights could be turned on in your life.
You've been walking in places where you can't see. You've been walking in some places where you don't know what the next day is going to bring. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You don't know what's going to go on the next day. But Lord, I thank you in advance of turning on the lights in my situation. So you have to realize there's a deep inside of you that automatically forces you to say thank you. There's a deep inside of you that automatically forces you to give him praise. Even when you don't want to, it says that he demands a sacrifice of praise. So I don't care how cold it is outside, but not only physically cold, but I don't care about this economy that's outside, about the jobs that say you have to have a pay cut and everything. You know what? There's something that forces me inside. There's a deep that's inside of me that forces me to thank him. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Now, before we start, I want you to know, in the scripture it says, where two or three are gathered in the Holy Spirit's name. Now, I didn't say the Holy Spirit's name. Didn't say where two or three are gathered in God's name. Didn't see where two or three are gathered in any other person's name. Where two or three are gathered in my name. In Jesus' name. And see, and it was done to Brother Branham one time. He was talking one-on-one with the devil, with the spirit and stuff. We were talking about this at Don Ramon's, and he said, in the name of the Holy Spirit, tell me if I'm telling the truth. He didn't answer him. He said, in the name of the Father, you tell me if I'm telling the truth. Didn't answer. But Brother Branham got to the point, he said, in the name of Jesus, tell me if I'm telling the truth. And that spirit answered it back. But now I'm saying to the spirits that are in here today, in the name of Jesus, tell me if I'm going to be telling the truth. And what is the truth? This word. And the truth shall make you free. So right now I'm looking at people that are getting ready to go free right now. But what you have to do, you have to accept freedom for yourself. When the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and everything, there were slaves that could have stayed with their slave master or could have went to the mountain. And then when the sun came up, when the S-U-N came up, they could have said, we are free. But let me tell you something. The S-O-N has risen up in his people right now. So as he's here in his people right now, you have to accept your own freedom. Freedom from the different spirits. Freedom from the different everything that's been going on. So let's go ahead and get started since we got all the coldness out. Now, I'm not going to take a character from the Bible. Y'all forgive me if y'all really want me to take a character from the Bible. I'm not going to take a character from there. I'm going to take a character from American history. Now, one more time, I want you to look up. Now, you don't have to say thank you, Jesus, but just look up. And say thank you, Jesus, one more time. All right, so look at me. Now, when I look up, I'm saying thank you, Jesus, because back in American history in the 1600s and 1700s and everything, we wouldn't have been able to have church where I can see all of you and everything because this place would have to have been lit up with candles. Because, you know, they didn't have the technology to have lights like this. So probably, let's get in a little time portal. So let's get in there and travel all the way back to the 1600s or 1700s, and we're going to stop. And we see it's a rainy day, and I want everyone to get on the scene with me. It's a rainy day, and we're walking in this one person's house, and I see a man with you know, glasses, and probably he's the top of his head is kind of going bald from, you know, getting kind of old and everything like that. And I see him writing, and over to the side I see a candle that's almost out and everything. He's beginning to write. All of a sudden the candle goes out just like that. He's like, man, I have to stop because that's it. He doesn't have any more matches to light his candle anymore. He doesn't have anything. He has to wait for daylight to come for him to finish what he's writing and everything. So I can see him going to bed, and over his bed, like right on his table and everything, I see his name. What's his name? It's Benjamin Franklin. So Benjamin Franklin, I mean, he goes to bed, and I can see him going to bed and folding his arms and everything. He's saying, oh my, you know, man, I wish I had a whole bunch of candles and everything. I wish I had a whole bunch of candles that I can just keep writing the inspiration that I have, you know, to invent certain things. I wish I can do that. Everything, and the next day comes forth and everything, and then and the next day, you know, science had improved in that day, so probably a weather forecaster, probably in a little wind, the wind started changing direction. It said it's going to be a storm that night.
So as he said, you know, there's going to be a storm that night. Benjamin Franklin, he probably had to work really late that night. And as he was writing and everything, his candle at work went out. And he's like, well, I have to get home and everything. So he makes his way towards the horse and buggy. And all of a sudden, boom! And he kind of flinches and everything and looks up. It's a bright light that flashes across the sky. And he's like, wow, what was that? And everything. He's seen this before, but it didn't really strike him until this time. That see, the night before, he was desiring to have light. There was a deep inside of him that was calling for light. And on his way to the buggy, bam, there was light in the air. And he's like, oh my, what is that? I want to contain that. I want that for a brief moment right there. That light lit up everything, but then it went out. But I want to see if I can contain that light in the air. Is there any way I can contain that light in the air? So I can see him getting in the horse and buggy and going in there. All of a sudden, it starts raining and pouring and everything. And bam, that lightning flashes again. And he can see the whole road for a split second, but then it goes dark again. And he's going in his horse and buggy, and then it's beginning to burn inside of him more and more and more. My candle can't produce that kind of light. My little lamp can't produce that kind of light. But bam, that kind of light, I want that right there. So you can see him going to sleep and everything, and let's get into Benjamin Franklin's dream. In his dream and everything, I can see him probably rising up in the fields and everything being all bright and everything. And all of a sudden, clouds come over, and then you see the lightning flash. But I can see him in his dream. He reaches up and catches the lightning. And then all of a sudden, puts the lightning like this. And everywhere he goes, he can see. He can see a little bit more. He can see a little bit more. But then he wakes up and everything, and that deep inside of him is still burning. It's still desire to fulfill that dream that he had. So probably he goes to work the next day, and he's saying, hey, you know, lamps are a really, really cool thing to have, and lamps are a really nice thing, but just imagine if we had light that can also shine in the day and also the night. And we don't have to worry about this light burning down. We don't have to worry about using matches. It can just be there all the time. But see, certain people might not be in a certain inspiration like you. I can see people at work, oh no, Benjamin, oh, that's impossible. There's no way that can happen. There's no way you can get healed in this day. Even though you're talking about me about a healer, even though you're talking about me about a savior, even though you're talking to me about a redeemer, there's no way that in this age, in this last age, that God's redeeming anything. Don't you see this economy? Don't you see the false priests that are getting back there to only preach of prosperity? Don't you see that? There's no real light that can be lighting this last day. Come on, Benjamin Franklin. But in Benjamin Franklin's heart, there was a burning, there was a desire to have that kind of light. So what did he have to do? He had to step out on faith. And sometimes you have to step out on faith by yourself. And in that day of Benjamin Franklin, there was nobody to stand next to him and say, hey, yeah, I feel that same desire, that lightning. Yeah, I feel that. And everybody was like, no, Benjamin, I'm sorry. That thing that you're thinking about, I don't even know what it's called, but whatever that fanatical thought you're thinking of, whatever it is, I don't want anything to do with it. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You tell somebody that. I don't want nothing to do with it. But it's your burning desire to see the power of God restored back into the church. You see the light restored back into the church. So now I can see Benjamin Franklin leaving work really discouraged because everybody's talking about his fanatical thoughts. Everybody's talking about you, about how you believe in this message in this last hour, and this is the only light that's going to get you out of here, and this message is only going to give you rapture and faith. And everybody else says, my denomination is right, and my denomination is right, and my denomination is right. Everybody else is having false lights, but you're looking at a true light. And so many times in this day, so many people falling out the glares, not the true thing. Now, what do I mean as a glare? A glare is something that's actually reflecting off of something that's actually true. But a glare is only part light. See, in certain denominations, you might have part truth. And in certain situations, you might have part the Holy Ghost. But not the whole thing. I'm talking about a glare, a false light. And the people in Benjamin Franklin's day, they were happy with the glare or the light in that day. But there was a burning in Benjamin Franklin to have a full light, a full truth in that day. So finally, Benjamin Franklin, I can see him riding one day, and he rides past probably a light post and everything. all of a sudden, bam, that light hits again, but all of a sudden it hits a light post. And he sees that something, that light, that lightning up in the sky is attracted to the metal that's on the ground. He was like, you know, I need to find something in my house that can attract this lightning from on high down. I need to find something in my house. So then what does Benjamin Franklin do? He goes into his house and finds all the brand new candles and everything, the things that burn down very quickly. He said, if I can just light up my whole house just for an hour, if I can do that, I can probably find something that can attract lightning. If I can light up my house in prayer for just an hour, I can probably find something that can attract lightning. If I can light up my house in faith, I can probably find something that can attract lightning. I can probably find something if I can light up the house for an hour. But so many times we have the candles that burn down in minutes, in seconds. We have the prayers that shut down in minutes, in seconds. Lord, I think. But now let's light up the house for probably a couple minutes. I mean, probably a couple hours, probably 1 hour, 2 hours, maybe an hour and a half. Let's find something to light up the house. So I can see him searching around. He finds a paperclip. He said, no, I don't think this will be able to do it. So he keeps on searching around. He finds his glasses. No, this may not be able to do it. But then he finds around, and then after that, all of a sudden, he probably looks at the door. He's like, the door. There's something about this door. He probably looks at the door, and probably you're looking at some of your certain situations. This door in my heart, there's something about this door. How do I get this door open? Come on, something about this door. And there's a strike on what is it about this door. And probably the inspiration hits him. What opens the door? He said, the key. Yes. So then after that, he starts looking for his key. He starts looking for his key and everything. And what's the key to your situation? Your faith. So start looking for the faith. It might be very small as a grain of mustard seed, but start looking for that faith. Start looking for it. You probably have to dig through the doubt and dig through the fear. But dig through and find your faith, Spirit of Truth. So he digs through and finally finds his house key. He's probably like, this house key right here. This can work. But now I'm not. I don't wanna put my hand up there because I saw how that lightning hit that pole and everything. I saw the damage that lightning did to that pole. I don't want to go out there by myself to hold my hand up. I need something to get. I need something to get this key a little bit closer to the heavens. I need something that can get my prayer a little closer to God. And what can get you closer? What can get your faith closer to God? The Word of God right here. So then he probably looks at some old person's invention, the kite. The kite can fly high. It can fly really high, especially on a windy day when things don't seem to go right. When you put that Word of God up in the sky, and that faith starts to fly high. That Word of God starts to fly high. In your windy circumstances, put the Word of God up, and it starts to fly high. Just cutting through the wind. So then I can see him. Probably he's at home, and those candles are beginning to burn out and everything. So he takes the key, and he puts it on probably 1 yard of string. He said, no, I don't want it that too close to me. 2 yards of string, 3 yards of string, 4 yards of string. Y'all got to get on this scene and watch him putting his key on. Then after that, I can see the lights just flickering. The devil's saying on your situation, that faith in that word, and you know, it's good, but look at this situation, it's flickering. It seems like God is going to heal you, but it's just flickering on and off. Even though things are happening in your life, it's just flickering on and off. The devil tries to distract you with the flickering and everything, but Benjamin Franklin said, I got to get this key on this kite. I got to get this faith connected with this word. So he gets a hundred yards, 200 yards. After that, he says, that's enough. And the lights and the candle lights go out. He said, that's all right. He rolls it up all together. He puts that kite under his arm and he begins to walk out. But there's no rain. He's like, oh man, there's no rain tonight. So he puts it down. Sunday comes. He's like, hey man, there might be some rain tonight. The preacher just preached on rain. So he went out there on Sunday. But there was no rain. He put the kite back down and everything. The kite was still intact and everything, but there was just no rain to hit it this time. Your kite's intact. Your faith's intact. The word's intact. Everything's intact. The teaching rain has fallen and everything, but it just seems like there's no rain yet. My, I like that. See, in the days of Luther and the days of Wesley and all those guys, they had something. They had something. They knew they had something, but the teaching rain had not fallen yet. We just went over this in Bible study. But now the teaching rain has fallen and everything, and the thunder and lightning is flashing all over the place. Now you can go outside and fly your kite. Because you know when you go outside and fly your kite, lightning is going to strike. There's a man here who can turn on the light. So Wednesday night Bible study comes up, and Benjamin Franklin, he's there and everything, and he listens to the Bible study. He's like, yeah. All right, so Thursday comes up, and all of a sudden there's a change in the winds. He can see the clouds coming over, and he can see those dark clouds and everything starting to hover over. Now, I said Thursday because Sunday you would think the rain would fall. Monday, right after the service, you would think the rain would fall. Probably Wednesday you think would rain would fall because you're getting that teaching rain inside you. But Thursday is kind of an unexpected day. See, at an unexpected time and an unexpected hour, when you least expect it, God can move. But when he does move, you have to be expecting him to do it. You have to be prepared. Your kite has to be in order. Your faith and the word has to be already in line and everything. So when the rain does come over, when the storm does get ready to produce lightning and everything, you can go outside and say, Lord, I kept myself ready. I kept my faith ready. I kept my perseverance ready. Lord, I kept myself ready. And now that the rain's getting ready to fall, let me fly this kite. Because the light that's in the sky is going to hit this key. And this key's going to get something burning inside my heart. So on an unexpected day, an unexpected night, I can see the winds begin to change. Benjamin Franklin, he gets that kite and everything, and he walks out there. Now, he's not in his horse and buggy, like we said. Because, see, in his horse and buggy, he had shelter over him and everything. He had something to keep him from this lightning hitting him. He saw what that lightning did to that pole and everything. And young people, I want you to really listen to this part. He saw what that lightning did to that pole, but he didn't get a real experience of what that lightning can do if it hit a man and everything. But so now this time he's walking out with no covering, no nothing whatsoever, and he picks up the kite and he picks up the key. I can see him now. I want you to get on the scene with me. I can see him open the door. He begins to walk outside, and I can see his hair just blowing in the wind. Probably had bald spot, but probably hair that just hung right here. And it's ungelled and everything. This is the end of his day and everything. He's back in his manly position. You know, in front of people, you might be all, you know, oh, you got it together. But behind closed doors, you're just a mess and everything. But now, Benjamin Franklin, he's coming out of his house. He's coming out of his comfort zone into this stormy atmosphere. So I can see him. He's walking out and everything. He's probably in his robe and everything. He's probably not expecting anything to happen and everything. But he didn't know that day lightning was going to strike. You may not know in this situation right now, in this church right now, lightning is going to strike. So he walks out there, and it's not raining yet, but he can hear thunder. And thunder is the evidence of lightning. Because usually what you see the lightning first, and then you hear the big bang. So he hears the thunder, and then all of a sudden I hear the wind begin to blow. So he's saying, this is the right condition for me to fly my kite. It's the right condition for me to fly my faith. This is the right condition for me to take God at his word. In this place right now, this brother that turned in the prayer request to Brother Garen, that's the right condition for him to believe in God. So he gets out there and he throws the kite up. But the wind's not strong enough yet. The test isn't strong enough yet. The trial isn't strong enough yet. 10 miles per hour. He throws it up. It comes back down. It's not strong enough yet. Probably the devil's beating you up, and God's just looking at you and say, it's not strong enough yet, devil. You send a little bit more devils his way. Probably he probably takes the money from you and everything. It's not strong enough yet. He probably does this and does that. He does that. God still says, it's not strong enough yet. God, the devil says to God, God and everything, I'm running out of backup and everything. You need to tell me when this situation is strong enough. I can see Benjamin Franklin standing out there, and probably the wind is up to 70 miles per hour. He's about to fall over. When you're about to fall over, then God says, it's strong enough. When you feel like giving up, strong enough. Then Benjamin Franklin, he gets that kite up. But then it comes back down, but that wind is getting ready to knock him over. But you know what he had to do? If any of you have flown a kite before, you realize that sometimes you can't just put it up in the air, but you have to put it up and run with it. And sometimes what you have to do in your certain... Sometimes when the devil is giving you punches over and he just chasing you, you might just have to run with your trial. Run with the test and say, devil, you know what? Even though the wind is blowing really hard, you know, I'm just going to run with the punches and everything. Because I know when the wind blows just right, that's where the lightning is going to strike. And y'all forgive me that I'm smiling and everything, but the thing is that I didn't see this before. That's why I'm like, Lord, amen to you. So I can see Benjamin Franklin out there with his robe, with his hair, with his house shoes on and everything, just running. You in your house having a personal revival. You don't know why you're running, but you're just running. You're just running. And the devil's like, hold on, come back. No, I'm running because I'm healed. I'm running because I got the victory. I'm running because I'm delivered. I'm running with the wind.
Oh God, I thank you.
So finally, he gets that key. I mean, he gets that kite up into the air. And for you that knows how to fly the kite and everything, what you have to do, you kind of have to make the kite cut in the wind and everything. So you got to kind of tug on it and everything. I can see him probably in the middle of his yard, but he probably had a next door neighbor. And next door neighbor looks out and he sees that it's beginning to rain down. It's beginning to pour down and everything. He said, Benjamin, what are you doing? Benjamin Franklin, what are you doing? Now, I want you to listen. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord. Thank you for bringing that thought back. Young people, here, let me go back. Now, I can see Benjamin Franklin. I'm going to get back to that thought. But I can see Benjamin Franklin out there, and all of a sudden the lightning flashes in, and the Benjamin Franklin ducks like this. And then he can see that lightning flash again, and he probably ducks again and ducks again. But then what he had to do, he had to learn how to stand through the storm. He had to learn how to stand through the rain. And let me tell you something, young people. You might see the effects of the Holy Ghost when it hits this person over there. You might see the effects of the Holy Ghost when it hits this person over there. They may be out in the spirit slobbing everywhere, but what you have to do, have to be like, Lord, I'm willing for you to strike me. Because I know when you strike me, you're going to burn all the devils out that are inside me. You have to realize something. When lightning strikes somebody, it sometimes goes in them, and sometimes it goes through them. Now, Brother Roy says something. He says something, when Jesus moves, Will you catch him or will it pass right through you? When that Holy Spirit comes, will you be able to catch it or will it go right through you? Young people, you answer that question. So you have to stand when the servant is in the high part. You have to stand with their hands up. And what does your hand do? Your hand attracts lightning to you. Your hand attracts healing to you. Your hand attracts deliverance to you. He said, Lord, I surrender. And when that lightning hits, the devil, he's just zapped. He just can't take it anymore. He just gets zapped and he can't hold you anymore. But young people, will you duck from the Holy Spirit? Will you try to dodge the Holy Spirit? Or will you stand there and say, Lord, zap me. Lord, zap me. What does lightning usually do? Usually when lightning hits somebody, sometimes it kills them. Lord, kill this flesh. Lord, kill my desires. Lord, kill everything about me. And what did Benjamin Franklin have to do? Thank you, Lord, for bringing me, let it bring all the way around. Benjamin Franklin had to kill the fear that was inside of him. Because probably he had a friend that was struck by lightning. And probably a family member that was struck by lightning. And no doubt he saw that pole. What happened to that pole? What happened when it got struck by lightning? But he had to stand out there and say, you know what? I'm not fearing. Because I want that light that was in the air. I want that light. So you know what? I'm killing fear. I'm killing doubt. I'm killing oppression. I'm killing my bills. I'm killing my worries. I'm standing out here. I'm waiting for that lightning to strike me. But first, what he had to do, he had to have that key flying. He had to have that kite in the air. Even though the wind was blowing, even though the rain was falling, he had to kill all the fear out. He had to kill all the devils out. Saying, Lord, come strike me. So now I can see the neighbor out there saying, Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin, what are you doing? Now I want you to listen to his response. Brother Branham said this and it really, really got to me because yesterday I was sick. I wasn't feeling all that well. I was throwing up and everything. And this morning I was okay. And I'm getting back to my point. And this morning I was okay. And what I did today, I didn't have to work. So I went, I cut some grass. And you know what? There was a storm that was coming. And everything, I was like, wow, it's going to rain. But in my car, I bought me a fishing pole because I wanted to go fishing. So I said, it's going to rain. I might not be able to go fishing. But then after I cut the grass and everything, the rain didn't come yet. So then after that, I went over, found me a little lake and everything. I went to Walmart and bought me some bass assassins. That's the key to catching the bass and everything. That's what they call bass assassins. And I put me a hook, put that bass assassin on, and I put it out there. Yanked it. I had to tug on it. Remember how you have to tug on that kite a certain way? So now we're going somewhere with this. So I tugged on the fishing thing, and I felt a bite. Boy, wave, bah! There's one. I'm like, all right. A little small fish. I got him off there. Threw him. Another one. Good. Got another one. Then the third time, I threw it out there. It's a big one on there. And I tugged on it. And everything he was on, I was like, yes, I got him. And this one had my pole pinned all the way down and everything. And I'm not exaggerating. This is a good-sized fish. So I'm having him. I'm going. And right when it got up to the surface, he got off. Fishy, I'm going to get you. Threw it out. And I got another. Bah! I was tugging it in and everything, but I knew this is a small fish. I'm like, oh, this is a small one. So I got it off. Another one. That fish was right there. I was casting past him the whole time. He was right there. I was like, little fish, I'm going to get you. So then he hit again. I was like, ah, I missed him. I said, look, if I don't get you today, I'm going to get you. So I was rolling up, and I got another one. I said, all right, this is my last one because I got to go home and study. So after that, I went home and studied and everything, and I got up on the computer. And then I typed in Benjamin Franklin on my computer just to give me some more keys to this message and everything. And then I typed up Benjamin Franklin. And then you know what Brother Branham said Benjamin Franklin was doing out there? He said Benjamin Franklin was fishing for lightning. Now one more time, he was fishing for lightning. Now right when I saw that lightning bolt hit me. I said, oh my, and I ran around my room. Even though the devil had me sick, he had effects of sickness on me today. Even though I was just running with the wind. Yes, yes, Lord, I thank you. So Benjamin Franklin, what are you doing? I'm fishing for lightning. Right now, you might be in this situation right now. You might be in this church right now. Lord, I'm fishing for a healing. I'm fishing for a breakthrough. I'm fishing for the anointing to fall on me. I'm fishing for the Holy Ghost to fall in this place. Now, and what do you have to do? You have to learn how to tug just right, to pull just right, because the bass won't just hit anything that's dead. Remember how I said you have to keep that coldness outside? Jesus is not going to hit you if you're dead. But if you tug at him just right, if you pull at him just right, if you say amen just right, then after that lightning bolt's going to hit you and bless you in a very real way. Now the scripture that we read said that don't run here, don't run there. The lightning that flashes on this side is the same lightning that flashes on this side. Lightning flashed on that, lightning hit this tree. Benjamin Franklin, oh, lightning hit that tree. Oh, lightning hit this tree. Oh, lightning hit this meeting. Oh, lightning hit this meeting. Oh, lightning hit this meeting. Oh, just be still. Because when Benjamin Franklin can keep his stance and just be still, then he can tug at it. And usually what happens with lightning and stuff, it actually finds something with a positive charge on it. And we gotta have a positive, where you gotta have a positive attitude getting to church. Not a negative attitude, this is gonna just be another service. Where we have a positive attitude getting to church. We have a positive attitude in song service. We have a positive attitude when somebody's up here in the special. Lightning's gonna hit you. Only thing is, you be still. So many times I'm running to this church, I'm running to that church, I'm running to this meeting, I'm running to that meeting. And this meeting, I'm going to get this. And then you go back down to that negative charge. And then you get back up on the top when a choir of fire comes again. Amen. Just be still. Amen. Don't run here and there and here and there. Just be still. Amen. So Benjamin Franklin, he stays still. He's fishing for that lightning, that positive charge. Everything is positive. His kite is flying just right. His key is flying just right. Everything is flying just right. All of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere. He wasn't even expecting it. I know where lightning came down and hit this key. He had a jar on the bottom. He's like, yes, yes. He let go of that kite. That key comes all the way down. He has a jar waiting for it. Boom. I can see Benjamin Franklin jumping and shouting, I got it, 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 I got it. But what did he have? Sometimes lightning might strike you and you might do it under my feet, under my feet, under my feet. And, you know, we might have a praise break and some of you may break out in a shout that y'all do at home. But what do you have? He'll run. He ran around public with that key in that jar. I got it, 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 I got it. Benjamin Franklin, all I see is a key in the jar. But I got it, though. The lightning that's in the sky, I got it. Benjamin Franklin, I see a key. I see a jar, but I'm still using my candles. What you got? See, that burning desire in Benjamin Franklin and everything, it really, really helped him and everything like that. And his life is known for that experiment, for that thing that's done. But you know what? He died without gaining electricity. 53 years later, somebody got caught up in the inspiration. Somebody got caught up in what this man was trying to do. He's probably reading through the book and Benjamin Franklin's story came up and it's like, wow, Benjamin, I see that, brother. I see that revelation that you grab out there grabbing that key, brother. I see that. We as the people of God, we read through Acts and see Paul and Silas and Jesus and you get caught up in it. The deep calls of you and say, the very thing that's in that day, I want that to be living in my day. You just get inspired by what you read. And now this man with a biblical name, both of these guys have biblical names, Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison, he reads the history of Benjamin Franklin, and all of a sudden something strikes Thomas Edison. He's like, you know what, I feel that, Benjamin, I feel that. You know what, I'm going to take on that. I'm going to take on that and produce electricity, produce light. 53 years later. But let me tell you something. I read about this person's life story and I got really enthused and really, really grasped the point of his ministry, the really, really saw what the gifts of the Spirit in church could really do. Lord, I want to enter into the inspiration of that because I saw he prophesied about me in the church ages and everything. I want to enter into the inspiration. There's a deep inside of me that's calling out to be the bride of Jesus Christ. There's a deep inside of me that's calling out to do the very works that Jesus did. There's a deep inside of me. And Brother Andrew, you keep writing songs, brother, because you don't know the deep calls the deep. That's the very thing I studied. So you keep writing songs. Don't you stop writing songs. You keep doing that, brother. So there's the deep inside of him that was calling out. There's the deep inside of me that was calling out. So I can see Thomas Edison. He's in there, and he's working with wires, tens of thousands of wires, making it this way and making it that way and making it this way and making it that way. And you know what happened with Thomas Edison? Probably had a little spark that went through, but it didn't produce the light. Probably a spark here, but no light. A spark there, but no light. It probably brightened up really big, but then no light. What is that? Just partial light, right? That justification, sanctification. But then you get into that part where it's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. See, over in those days, it was the right thing. Remember what we read? I give you no new commandments. No new things. The things that, here, let's go ahead and turn to it so you know where I'm coming from. It's 1 John 7. It says, brethren, I write no new commandments unto you, but an old commandments which ye had from the beginning. Thomas Edison, He had that inspiration from the beginning. Everything he knew he was working with at the beginning. It's just now he had to find certain things that to make these commandments work. To make everything work, to make everything spark. So I can see him connecting wires and a spark there and nothing. Connecting wires there, a spark there, and nothing happened. Connecting wires, a spark there, and nothing happened. Now I can see him late one night, probably 11 o'clock, going on 12 o'clock, going on the new day and everything, sitting there with coffee, eating a sandwich, probably ready to give up. Probably some of you are ready to give up in certain situations because you say, I applied my faith in this situation, but nothing happened. I applied temperance in this certain situation, but nothing happened. Lord, I applied the Spirit of God. I applied the love in my life in this certain situation, but nothing happened. He said, you got to connect everything just right. You got to get that current flowing just right. See, you might not realize that the current, it's the wire is connected between me and Jesus, but there might be a little blockage there. You have to find where the blockage is. Thomas Edison and everything, he probably had everything connected and everything, but then it was a little blockage that was blocking the electricity of passing all the way through. Spirit of truth, what's blocking the spirit from moving all the way through this place? Now, is it you? Or is it a thought? Or is it somebody that's not here yet? What's blocking the rapture from taking place? Is it you? Or is it somebody that's not here yet? Now, this is the only thing to make you think. Now, if it's not you, don't worry about it. But if it is you, Lord, help me not to be that blockage. So now, I can see him late, really, really, really late. Thomas Edison is going. He's like, you know what? I'm ready to go to bed. I got to go to work in the morning. Let me just try one more time. Samson didn't have a lot of strength, but what did he cry? He cried, once more, Lord. Thomas, I can see it. The same wire he used one time, he probably picks that wire up again. That wire is fried from him using it so much. Your Bible pages are probably ripped from you using it so much. But if you use the same material that you've depended on the whole time, maybe this time the current might flow. Maybe this time when you take God at this word and this hour, at this appointed time, maybe the current might flow. You read a scripture over and over and over again. You got it to the inspiration of it, but it probably didn't work. But probably this time it might work. He picks up that same wire that he used, probably wire number one. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He picks up that wire. That wire is brown from being burnt. Ripped pages and everything. I mean, this Bible, it's time to go to Inspiration House and get a new one. We're going to work with that inspiration. So then I can see him hook it up to one side of the electricity, of the little electric current thing. And then he puts it together and sees a spark. He said, I saw that spark before. I felt that jump before. I felt that shout before. I've heard that good message before. But something in him that said, come on, put it together though. Put it together. Put the shout and the word together. Put. You realize in the story of Jericho, they shouted and everything, but the word came first. Joshua told them, said, walk around the wall and everything. And then when you guys walk around the wall, then you shout. The word and the shout has to become one. The spirit and the truth has to become one. So he takes it and he puts a spark. He's like, I don't know. This might not work. It's 10 seconds till 12. A new day. 10. 9. 8, I can see him hesitating to put that together. He's like, this already happened. This wire is burnt. If I put this wire again, I paid a lot for this wire. I paid a lot for this Bible and everything. I almost went broke buying my Bible. The money I needed to probably pay a bill. I knew I needed a new Bible, so I bought the Bible instead. I don't know if this is going to work. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Time slows down. 4. I can see him look. 3. 2, 1. Boom! Separate the light from the darkness. In the beginning, God said, let there be light. And he said, it was light. And what did he do? He separated the light from the darkness. The doubt from the faith. The sickness from being healed. The true bride from the false bride. Finally, there was light. When he got to the inspiration of Benjamin Franklin, he finally put the wires together and bam! There was light. And finally, after getting to that inspiration, then he can have that famous quote that he has. Thomas Edison, after making that light, he said, what is it? He said, genius is 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. 1% inspiration, it just takes you just to get inspired by the word. If you look in that word and say, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today forever, it can really get you inspired. I can get up here and get you inspired. Brother Jack can get up here and get you inspired. Brother Andrew and his songs can get up here and get you inspired. But what is it? You got to be able to work with the inspiration. You got to be able to sweat with the inspiration. You got to be able to work with it. See, you're not willing to sweat in your trials. You're not able to sweat in your circumstances. You're not able to sweat in your situations. But genius is like the light of everything. 1% inspiration, 99% perspiration. Now, I want you to realize something else, and I'm getting ready to close. Thomas Edison, Benjamin Franklin. They were both biblical names, and I looked in there, and Benjamin was in the beginning with Joseph and them, and, you know, Benjamin was the key to seeing that his brothers were changed. Now, you see that nothing could happen when it was just Joseph and his brothers, but the key was Benjamin. And that name carried power to Benjamin in our history. That he, what did he have to use to get that lightning in that jar? He had to use a? So I was like, whoa, Lord, that's something. But now, Thomas is in the Bible. Now we hear it so many times, Thomas, don't doubt me no more. See the holes in my side. That's from Say Amen, somebody. But then I read that in my Bible. Thomas said, I'm not going to believe until I see him. I'm not going to believe until I can put my hands in his side. Now, I want you to work with, I want you to listen. Until I put my hands in his side and dig my hands into the scar, into his nail scar hands, I'm not going to believe it. So, this tells me that Thomas was a hands-on person. So many times in this day, we are hands-on people. We have to have something that we have to touch. We have to have something we can feel. We have something that makes us shout and makes us jump. We're hands-on people. But then Jesus steps into the room. Said, Thomas, come here. Feel my side. Put your hands in my side. Put your hands in my hands. So Thomas was a hands-on person. But now, this is the most important part. Thomas Edison in this day, even though he was inspired and everything like that, he still had to be a hands-on person. So, yeah, he had to find out for himself that if this inspiration really works. So he connected that and let there be light. But as science advanced and everything, Thomas Edison died off. Now, you realize that in the scriptures, when Thomas touched Jesus and everything, he said, Thomas, blessed are thee that, you know, you seen me and you believed. Blessed are those that don't see me and still will believe. Thomas Edison died a long time ago. But science has advanced. That you have lights that, I mean, now we just walk inside light and it's on. And now we have lights that you just clap and it turns on. But now, y'all, we have lights that you say, lights, come on. Or, let there be light. And the lights just come on. So what's it taking this day? Thomas Edison was a hands-on person, but now it's going to take spoken word to turn on some lights in this day. So the next time y'all find yourself speaking the lights, just know that it's a spoken word that turned on those lights. But not only that, it's a spoken word that can turn on each one of these lights right here. So let me tell you something. You might not be able to feel the Holy Ghost when it comes down. You might not be able to feel the money when it's in the bank. You may not be able to put your hands on certain situations. But let me tell you something. When you can speak it out of your own mouth, when you can say, let there be light. And what it was light. And God separated the light from the darkness, your faith from the doubt. So right now, I want you to speak to your situation. Lord, I have the victory. Lord, I am an overcomer. Lord, I am healed. Lord, I am delivered. Lord God, I will be a positive charge in this church. And as the musicians come, there was a brother and a sister. They were on their way down to see these wonderful things in this cave. And they were going down, 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 down. And as they were going farther and farther down, it was getting darker and darker and darker. And as they were in this cave and everything, they stepped there, and probably the brother, he probably just paid attention to the guy that was controlling all the power. And you may be paying attention to the guy that's controlling all the power. But somebody in your family, somebody that's really close to you, they're not paying attention. They're just looking at the scenery. Seeing all the things, how this economy is going down and how there must not be a real church in this last day and how you know, everybody's going off and prophesying and speaking in tongues and nothing even happens and the gifts are flowing the right way. They're looking at the scenery, but your eyes are focused on the man with all the power. So finally, you get to your destination. You stop, and you're at the bottom of a cave. You're 500 feet under the surface of the earth. The devil has 500 devils just packing you down, packing you down, packing you down. And then that person that doesn't know anything about the man with the power, they step out and they're able to touch the rubies and the diamonds and the material things of this world. They're able to touch it and everything. And they get so caught up with the material things that they forget about the spiritual things. So they're all really happy, really happy. But finally, the man with all the power says, now you're going to be a savior to this person. I said in my word that greater works you shall do in this day. Now I want you to realize something. Benjamin Franklin did a whole bunch of works. But you realize, I read it up, and it's on the computer. You can look it up for yourself. Thomas Edison held the world record for the most inventions being made. He made 1,093 inventions. What is that? Greater works. You shall do greater works. Now, remember this, greater works. Now, the person's out there going with the material things, but God said, I'm getting ready to turn the lights out in their situation. I'm getting ready to turn some things out in their situation. And this brother that made the prayer request, God's probably turning out the lights in his situation to get his attention. He steps out, bam, the lights go out. And then the sister, she's screaming, oh no, what is going on? What is going on? There's gross darkness all around. Everything seems like it's not going right in this day. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? The brother screams out, oh, little sister. Oh, little sister. See, you paid attention in this last day. You caught the latter rain as it fell down. You caught the teaching rain as it fell down in this last day. So now you can take the teaching rain and use these spoken to turn on some lights. Oh, little sister. Oh, little sister. You're not saying it in panic. Oh, little sister. Oh, little sister. You're saying it with a confidence in you, with an assurance that when you speak, it's going to work. Even though the mark of the beast may be applied to some other people, you know the spoken word is going to work in your situation. It's going to get dark. Oh, yes, it is, little bride. But a spoken word is going to be used in your situation. Oh, little sister, you may be sick right now. Oh, spirit and truth. You may be bound right now. Oh, spirit and truth. You might be going home, and you may be going home to different problems. But oh, spirit and truth, don't you fear. Don't you get discouraged. You keep pressing. You do not give up. Failure is not an option. Oh, little sister. Oh, little bride. Oh, little bride in this last day. This wax cold Laodicean day. This lukewarm light Laodicean day. Oh, little sister. Don't fear. For there's a man here who can turn on the light. There's a man here whose light outshines the brightest light. There's a man here who can turn on the light. And that man I'm talking about, I'm not talking about Buddha. I'm not talking about Bishop. I'm not talking about the Pope who puts himself instead of Christ. I'm not talking about somebody that puts themselves instead of Christ, instead of the right person being over the church. I'm not talking about that. I'm not even putting myself instead of Brother Jack, instead of Brother Caleb. Now, you have to catch what I'm saying. You're always dependent on Brother Jack to get you through. Always dependent on Brother Caleb to get you through. Always depend on Brother Andrew to sing you through. Oh, little bride. This man I'm talking about. This one man I'm talking about. The one man that died for you. The one man that had the Holy Spirit for you. The one man that had that redemptive power for you. It's Jesus Christ. God bless you. As we get ready to close, I do want to tell you something. When times get cold, when winter gets ready to come, what do farmers have to do? They have to plant their seeds in that fall time to get ready for the next harvest time, next spring and everything. But they plant it like in the fall, so when the winter comes, that snow falls over it and everything. And I listened to a tape, I can't think of what it was right now, but Brother Brandon, he brought out a perfect point that I never saw before. He said, you realize that snow is over that seed and everything, and, you know, that seed, and, you know, it seems like a bad situation. It's really, really cold, and it's really, really messed up and everything, and that seed may not be able to make it. You
bride today, you feel like, you know, this situation is getting really cold and I might not be able to make it. You're in the winter time. But Brother Branham said, you have to realize when springtime comes, what happens to that snow? It melts. And what is that exactly? What is that? What does melting snow make? Water. And he said, you realize that when you put that seed in the ground, that when winter came, that was a place of maturity. Because it had to be really mature. It had to mature itself in the ground. And now you may be dug under a whole bunch of situations right now, but this is just a maturing stage. But then this is what I said. I was like, Lord, that's right. Because realize when that snow melts and everything, and that the water comes down and everything, the seed knows what it is to survive through a cold time. Because you realize that it's happening outside right now. When that seed grows up, it's a plant, and amen for the plant. But cold fronts come through. Everything, you can't really tell when cold fronts come through. I mean, they just like, boom, there, just like that. But when cold fronts come through, that seed, that plant right now is mature enough to take the cold front because it's already had the training. So right now, you're going through a hard time with bills and a hard time with family and a hard time with this, but y'all, this is just training. Because something great is going to come through, but when it comes, I'm going to be able to take it. In your church age book, it says, but what about the true seed? It will happen just as we have said. The people of God are being made ready by the word of truth from the message. And we read this this past Wednesday. This is in your church age book, page 379, if you want to take this home. But what about the true seed? It will happen just as we have said. The people of God are being made ready by the word of truth from the messenger to this age. In her will be the fullness of Pentecost, for the Spirit will bring the people right back to where they were at the beginning. That is, thus saith the Lord. And what happened at the beginning? God said, let there be light, and it was. And what was that? That was a spoken word. Everything, history repeats itself. I'm looking at a rabbi that's going to repeat itself, going back to Edenic conditions, going back to saying tree move this way, mountain move this way. But not only this way, not only that, but sickness, get thee hence. Depression, get thee hence. This economy, you're not going to come nigh my dwelling, get thee hence. There's a man here who could turn on the light. Lord God, we thank you. For Lord God, just, Lord God, bringing history all the way back around, Lord God. Lord, thank you for just, Lord God, just moving me out the way, Lord God, and just, Lord God, bringing up points that, Lord God, I didn't even see, Lord God. And Lord God, it just makes me happy, Lord God, not to pride myself, but to know that, Lord, I can get out of the way and even get ministered to myself, Lord God. And Lord God, I crack a smile, Lord God, only because, Lord God, it gives me joy, Lord God, to hear what you have to say to your people, also to me, Lord God. And Lord God, I ask that your people, Lord God, would not only just take this message and say it's a good message, Lord God. But, Lord God, take this message and, Lord God, speak to their situations, Lord God, to turn on the lights in their situations, Lord God. Turn on the lights in their life, Lord. Lord God, you are the one, Lord God, that can turn on the lights. And, Lord, you live in us, Lord God. For, Lord God, you say you will be in us, Lord God, in this last day, Lord God. And, Lord, if you're in us, Lord God, that means that spoken word is in us, Lord God. The very power that you had, Lord God, you have, Lord God, it's in us. So, Lord God, help us to speak to our situations. Help us to speak to everything in our day, to turn on some lights. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this is a song my dad wrote. It says, there's a man here who can turn on the light. There's a man here whose light outshines the darkest night. There's a man here who can turn on the light. And this man I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. And I want you, just to think about the words and thinking about your situation and know that the very Jesus, that the very God that spoke the words in the beginning, he's here today. He's here to heal you. He's here to set you free and everything. And Dad, I hope you're listening because we're singing your song.
There's a man can turn on the light. There's a man shines the darkest night. There's a man here who can turn on the light. And this man I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. There's a man here that can turn on the light. There's a man whose light outshines the darkest night. There's a man here who can turn on the light. And this man I'm talking about is Jesus Christ. There's a man here who can turn on the light. There's a man whose light outshines the darkest night. And there's a man here who can turn on the light. This man I'm talking about is Jesus.
One more time.
Oh, there's a man here who can turn on the light. There's a man whose light outshines the darkest night. There's a man here who can turn on the light. And this man I'm talking about is Jesus Christ.
Amen. Let's just give the Lord the praise tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Father. Thank you for turning on the light tonight. Amen. We appreciate, amen, the message. I tell you, that's why you come to church on Friday night. Because you don't know when God going to speak and how he's going to speak, unexpected places, unexpected times, and that's just a message that'll keep preaching. Amen. That'll keep preaching. And don't stick that too far in the Bible, brother. You know, you got to keep saying that, because there's I'm sure many saints will be blessed to hear, amen, what we heard tonight. That was a masterpiece, a genuine masterpiece. My. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. I got to just give God praise for that. Y'all don't mind me, but I want to thank you, Jesus. Blessing you leave here with your heart just uplifted and encouraged. And amen. If you was thinking about giving up, put your wires back together. Drink your coffee and get your sandwich. Amen. And stand on the word of God and watch God change things. Amen. Anybody believe that? Amen. I believe God will change things. Amen. Just don't give up. Just don't quit. Amen. God is able to make a way. And Brother Caleb, God bless you. We just appreciate you getting yourself out of the way and allowing the Lord to use you to speak to our hearts. Amen. Tonight. And my. You know, I had another song in my heart back there, and I just don't know if the musicians, amen, would be able to pick it up. And I don't know if I could actually sing it right. But it was just in my heart.
Amen.
My. It says, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. Say it now. Say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Oh, don't do it without me. Hey, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Oh, don't do it without me. Hey, say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Oh, don't do it without me. Hey, oh Lord, wherever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Oh, don't do it without me. Come on, say that with all your heart. Say, Lord, oh, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Yeah, don't do it without me. I want to be included. Say, hey, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, oh, don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, don't do it without me. Yeah, say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Let me be included. Don't do it without me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, oh, don't do it without me. Yeah, don't do it. Please, Jesus. Yeah, I say, Lord, oh, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Yeah, 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 don't do it. Say it again. Hey, say, Lord, whatever you're doing, hallelujah, hey, don't do it. Don't do it without me, Jesus. Don't, hallelujah, Lord, Lord, whatever you're doing in, hey, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, Jesus. Come on, do it one more time. Say, say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please, oh yeah, don't do it without me. Oh, don't do it without me. Hey, don't do it without me. Include me, Jesus, don't do it without me. Please, don't do it without me. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Don't do it without me, Jesus. I want to be included. I don't want it to go right through me and I not know it, Father. Oh, God, I want to catch it like Benjamin Franklin caught it, oh, God. Hallelujah. Don't do it without me, Jesus.
Wherever you're moving, don't move without me, Jesus. Wherever you're going, don't go without me, Jesus. Whatever you're doing, don't do it without me, Jesus. Hey, don't do it without me. Please don't do it without me. Hey, don't do it without me. Please include me. Don't do it without me. Yeah, don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Yeah, don't do it without me. Where are you going? Oh, Lord, wherever you're going in this season, please don't go without me. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't go without me. Yeah, Lord, whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. My Jesus, don't do it without me. Hey, don't do it without. Don't do it, Lord Jesus. Don't do it. Lord, help me be ready so you won't do it without me. I want to be included, Lord. Don't do it without me, Jesus. Without me. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we bless you tonight, oh God. We bless you tonight, Jesus. We exalt you in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we feel the Spirit move. We're under the inspiration, Lord. We realize, Lord, inspiration is only 1%, but perspiration is 99%. God, help us to put our hands to work, oh God. Help us, Lord, to labor, oh God, and amen, to keep pressing the battle. We feel like something is going to transpire, Lord, and as the minister said tonight, Lord, greater works than these shall you do. Oh, God, we believe that, and we're asking, whatever you do, Jesus, in this season, Lord, don't do it without us. We want to be included. Help us, Lord God, to surrender everything to you, to die to ourselves, to die to what we think, to die to what we feel. Lord, to die out, Lord God, let us take this corn of wheat and go in the ground and die. Father, for if we don't die, Lord, we'll abide alone. But if we do die, we'll bring forth much fruit, oh God. That's our desire, Lord Jesus, to bring forth fruit, amen, fruit of perfection, oh God. Father, we ask that you would use us. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you, God. I ask that you would use us in the only way that you can. Oh, God, use us for your will. Use us for your way, God. The only hands that you have are our hands. The only mouth that you have is our mouth. The only feet that you have is our feet, God. We ask that you would use us, Lord Jesus. God, we pray that you would bless Brother Caleb and, amen, continue to anoint him, Father. Amen, continue to use him, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the message that you gave him to give to us tonight. Hallelujah, how the enemy tried to attack his body and stop this from going forth. But Lord, we thank you for victory tonight. We thank you for the release that took place here tonight, oh God. We're leaving here, Father, knowing that, amen, we're overcomers. Knowing, God, that we cannot be defeated. We're leaving here with a determination to keep pressing on. God, when it looks like the road is thorny, Lord, and nothing's going to happen, we're going to keep pressing on, God. For we know, Lord, that you will make a way out of no way. We pray that you will bless your people as they leave this place, but not your presence. Give traveling mercies to each and every one, God. Bless the saints that were not able to make it tonight. Lord, we ask that you would encourage and strengthen their hearts just as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Keep us until we're able to meet again on Sunday morning. Father's our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, we pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Don't do it without me. Hey, don't do it without me. Lord, wherever, Lord, wherever you're going in, don't go without me. Hey, don't go without me. Lord, whatever, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, hey, don't do it without me. Please don't do it without me. Oh, Lord, wherever you're moving, where you're moving in, please don't move without me. Oh, don't move without me. Say it again, Lord, Lord, wherever you're moving, hallelujah, don't do it, don't do it without me. Don't do it without me, Jesus.
Don't do it without me.
Yeah, 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 Lord, Lord, whatever you're doing, you're doing it. Please don't do it without me. Hey, don't do it without me.
Lord, say, Lord,
Lord,
you're manifesting,
whatever you're manifesting in this season,
don't do it
without
me.
Hey, don't do it without me.
Lord, if you manifest without me,
Lord,
if you manifest
me, testing in this season, hey, don't do it without
me.
Yeah.
Don't do it without me. Say, Lord, Lord,
Lord,
if you manifest me, manifest
your power in this season.
Don't do it
without me.
Yeah,
don't do it without me.
Manifesting your blessing,
yeah, Lord.
If you're
manifesting,
you're manifesting
in this season, yeah, don't do it without me. Lord, don't do it without me.
Oh, Lord, you're manifesting your
blessing.
Mercy.
If you're manifesting your mercy in this season, hey, don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Lord, don't do it without me.
Whatever, say, Lord.
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Jesus, don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Lord, don't do it without me. Don't
do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Don't do it without me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let you go as the brothers come to dismiss.